With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You hear the music? I almost forgot, it's 9 o'clock Friday. That means it's Picks with Kevin Reitmeier. Last week we got the music right. We didn't quite get the picks right. I was 3-8, Kevin was 4-7. So on the season, I am what, 22-23? Kevin is 20-25. Proving that we really suck at picking college hoops games. Maybe we should go back to the college football music. It will help us do better. Kevin, you think that's a solution for us? Let's go back to the college football music, even though we're picking hoops games, and maybe it will help?
I think we should try anything at this point.
Oh, boy, it's been bad, really bad. Of course, college hoops is tough because it's just really difficult. Every single week is different, and, you know, teams play well, and then they go through these stretches where they don't, and so it's very unpredictable. But are you ready to take your hand at it again?
Oh, let's try it.
Okay, let's start with Florida. Florida plus 4.5 at TCU. The first question.
Well, you know that I've not liked Jamie Dixon much this year.
Hold up, Kevin. The question I have is, how in the world is there a game between a Jamie Dixon team and an SEC team?
Oh, this week the Big 12 SEC Challenge. Okay.
I figured that. Okay, go ahead.
Jamie would definitely never schedule this game. I'll say Florida because, as you know, I'm not, you know, real high on that TCU team this year. And Florida's not terrible. They're getting points. And I'll go with the Gators.
Florida at plus 4.5 at TCU. You know what? Jamie is Jamie. I have a feeling he'll pull one of these magic things out of his hat and it'll be the signature win, you know. And then it'll explain how nobody else in the country would play a game like that against Florida. So
despite the conference's scheduling it for him.
Yes, yeah, even that, exactly. So I'll take TCU minus 4.5. I'll go with Jamie. Georgia Tech, is that plus 22? 22.5.
Yes.
22.5 against Duke, at Duke.
I think I'd probably give 32.5 in this game. It looks like nothing official yet. It looks like Trey Jones will be back for Duke. And Georgia Tech's not a good basketball team at all. They might be the worst team. Well, Wake Forest might argue. Georgia Tech's very bad. And Duke is very good, and with Jones back, I think this is an easy cover, 22.5. I think it may be that low, just because it's not official that Jones is back. We'll probably find out tomorrow during warm-ups that he's going to play, but everything says that it looks like he will play.
I agree with you. In fact, I think they might be up 22 about 6 minutes into the game.
Right.
I don't think this will be close at all. I love Duke to blow their doors off. Virginia minus 11.5 at Notre Dame. I got to be honest with you. Every time I try and convince myself Notre Dame is good, they just prove me wrong.
I just stopped trying to convince myself that they're good because I don't think they are very good. They're at home, so I think maybe that's why this line's a little lower. Virginia's really good. I mean, they lost a very good Duke team at Cameron by 2 last week. I still think that they might be the best team in the ACC. And the style that they play is so tough for a team like Notre Dame, who doesn't have their starting point guard, doesn't have their starting shooting guard. I got to think that Virginia covers this one pretty easily in a ugly game. I mean, this could just be Notre Dame might not get to 50 in this game.
Nobody comes into the Joyce Center and blows out Notre Dame. Well, except Virginia tomorrow. I think Virginia wins and wins pretty big. I like Virginia in this game. The cover, the 11.5. Virginia's defense, Notre Dame is not good, and Virginia's one of those teams because of the way they play that usually translates on the road. I love Virginia that game. Speaking of Virginia, how about the western part of Virginia, or basically West Virginia, plus 16.5 at Tennessee?
John Denver would be proud of that little segue. I like West Virginia here. I don't think they're going to win the game. But I think we saw a little bit last week against Kansas, and I know it was at home, that they can play with the better teams. They've been losing games close. I think Tennessee is pretty athletic. I think they're a very good team. 16.5 is a ton of points, though. So I'm going to take West Virginia. I think Tennessee wins this, probably by double digits. But I'll take the 16.5 and be pretty comfortable with that.
I love West Virginia. I love Bob Huggins. They are going to get their doors blown off tomorrow by Tennessee. I don't think it's close. West Virginia's guards are terrible. It's on the road. Tennessee is a really, really good team. I love Tennessee in this game and love them to win going away. Kansas plus 6.5 at Kentucky.
I am going with Kentucky. Kansas just isn't the same without their two bigs. And Kentucky's just playing so much better right now than they have been in the early first 2 months of the season. This is what Calipari, I feel like he does this all the time, as he's getting his young guys finally going. They're playing really well right now. It's at home. It's a prime time. What's the game day is going to be there tomorrow, all that stuff. I like Kentucky. I think they win by double digits.
I would agree. I think Kansas is a team that is sort of they're struggling a little bit, and Kentucky, to me, is started to really turn it on and hit that stride, like you said, with John Calipari. Watched them play last week. I think it was against Auburn. They just keep getting better and better. And you know what? This is one of the teams I think he has. He's got probably more ways to score than he has in a long time. So I like Kentucky to win this game. Believe it or not, there's a big game in the city tomorrow, and it does not include Pitt. And it's big enough that we're going to pick it, and it's big enough that I'll actually be in the building to cover it. VCU, who, by the way, Duquesne apparently has never beaten. VCU minus 3.5 at Duquesne. You don't come into the Palumbo Center and win.
You sure? Because yeah. I think VCU does tomorrow. I like VCU. This is a battle. When was the last time Duquesne was in a position this late into the season, almost in February, where they were in first place in the Atlantic 10? But the winner, whoever wins this, will remain in a tie for first place going into February, I guess. I mean, I think Duquesne's 5-1. VCU's, I think, 5-2. And there's a whole bunch of other teams that are 4-5, 6-1, right in that area. So Duquesne definitely, with a win, would put themselves in a really nice spot in the A-10. I just don't think they get it done tomorrow. I'd take VCU. I'll give the 3.5.
I'm starting to buy and drink the Kool-Aid and buy what Keith Dambrot is selling, sir. I think that they are playing really well. I think he's a great coach. They're deep. They seem to be tough as nails. They've got some size. I like the freshmen. There's a lot to love about Duquesne. I'm going to go with my man, Keith Dambrot. I like Duquesne plus the 3.5. If you're extremely desperate to watch basketball tomorrow and you only have one channel available, you've got Rutgers plus 6.5 at Penn State.
This is just an awful, awful game. Rutgers isn't, well, we've seen that they're not terrible this year. Penn State, we've seen, is terrible this year. So I'm going to say take Rutgers. I think Rutgers wins this game. I know it will probably be intimidating with the 1,200 fans that might show up at the Bryce Jordan Center tomorrow. But I'm going to take Rutgers. I think they win outright. I'm getting 6.5. I'm happy with that.
Oh, boy. I mean, these two, this is such a bad, why would anybody want to watch this game? And if there's even like a half an inch of snow, why would anyone want to drive to this game?
Well, to be a student looking to do something. So you'd have to be, I would to studying.
I would actually, if I was a student, I would try and find that place where they sell the Peachy Paterno or whatever the hell that ice cream is, or do something like that, because this is as bad as it gets. I don't know. Both of these teams stink. Penn State's at home. I don't know. Pat Chambers seems to find a way to win a game here and there where, you know, they look good. Why not tomorrow? I'll go with Penn State, minus the 6.5. Syracuse is playing really well, plus 6.5 at Virginia Tech. That's kind of a puzzling line.
Yeah, this one I was a little surprised at as well. I don't know if it's because Virginia Tech has struggled. I mean, I can't really say Virginia Tech has struggled. They've lost to two really good teams recently, although they've gotten blown out by Virginia and North Carolina. I still like the Hokies at home. I'm still not sold on Syracuse. I mean, I know that they've played better. We saw them play pretty well, you know, last weekend against Pitt. But I just whatever it is, I watch them and I'm just not awed by them. I don't get it. They're winning. Good for them on that. But I think as they start to play a little bit more of the tougher teams in the conference, they're going to start to get some L's. I think it starts tomorrow. I think Virginia wins this game in. They cover the 6.5.
You mean Virginia Tech? Yeah, Buzz Williams is a good coach. They play really hard. They're really good guards. That's just the way they play. He builds them the same way. Syracuse has that silly zone. I don't know. I mean, Syracuse to me is playing well. I like them. I think they've got a collection of good players. 6.5 is a lot of points. I don't know if they're going to win the game outright, but I like Syracuse plus 6.5. Auburn plus 1.5 at Mississippi State.
Ben Howland, right? This is Ben Howland and Bruce Pearl, right?
Yes, it is.
I'll take Auburn. I don't really have much of a reason other than I've seen them play this year. I think they have some pretty good athletes. They got a couple really good scorers, shooters. Mississippi State, I can honestly say that I have seen about 4 minutes of them play maybe 2 weeks ago, and that's all I've seen all season. So I'm just going to take Auburn because I've seen them play and I'm more comfortable with picking them in a tight game than Mississippi State.
Yeah. Auburn is reeling actually right now, not playing so well. It's an interesting game because both of these teams really desperately need a win. And I think, you know, Mississippi State's coming off a really tough loss. Auburn's coming off a really tough loss to South Carolina. Mississippi State is coming off a loss where they got their doors blown off by Kentucky. To me, I feel like the home court advantage will be just enough. Ben Howland will be just enough. I kind of like them. I really do. I like Mississippi State to win this one by about 5 or 6 points, so I'll take Mississippi State. Arizona at UCLA. I mean, if you just look at brand names and history and whatnot, this appears to be a really big game, doesn't it, Kevin? But really, the Pac-12 is garbage, and both of these teams are really just sort of pedestrian. Arizona's plus 1.5.
Yeah, this is – I put this on here. This is on the board because of the brand names and because every year this would be a big game in the Pac-12. But as you said, they're just awful. I really think that, as crazy as this sounds, if Washington wins the tournament – They really might be a one-bid team, which is absolutely crazy, or one-bid conference, which is crazy for a power conference. But UCLA, they're both these teams have just underachieved so much. I'll take Arizona. I think that they're a little bit better. They've played a little bit better. I think they have better athletes on the team. And I'm certain that they're coached better than whoever is filling in currently at UCLA. So I'll take Arizona. I'll take the 1.5, even though they're on the road. I'll take Arizona.
You know what? It's hard to go against the Ryan Luther, Sean Miller, Pittsburgh connection. Why the hell not? I'll go with Arizona to cover. I think UCLA is so bad. What a total destruction. Of course, I predicted that the minute they hired Steve Alford, but nobody listens to me. Pitt. Plus 11.5 at Louisville, revenge game down at Louisville.
The one prediction I will have is I don't think that Jeff Capel will get a shouting debate with any of the fans at Louisville. So I think that that would be a positive for Pitt, an improvement from last year, I guess we could say. I think Louisville, you know, they've been playing very well. I think maybe the Pitt loss was a wake-up for them. They've been playing very well since that game. And I think they'll probably have some revenge on their mind. I think that Pitt loses another one here, and Louisville covers.
Well, I think the one thing we've seen from Jeff Capel's team, they play hard. They're never intimidated. They get after it on defense. 11.5 is a lot of points. I kind of feel like they're going to be able to keep it closer than that. It's going to be really close to that 11.5. I agree with you, Louisville wins. I'm going to take the Panthers to stay within 11.5. So there you have it. There's our picks. He's Kevin Reitmeier. We do it every single week. Kevin, let's hope that we're better next week than we were last week.
Yeah, it would be tough not to be, but I said that last week as well, and we proved that we managed to figure out a way to be worse last week too. So we'll be better this week. I think that's a sure thing.
All right. Thanks, Kevin. We'll do it again, buddy.
Sounds good, Paul.
He's Kevin Reitmeier. That's our pick segment. It's 93.7 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.